to count the red flags.
Oh my God.
It's the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Got a guy this week on War of the Roses who wonders whether his girlfriend is cheating. So we get a little background information here.
Okay.
And we're going to get the information. So the guy on the phone right now is Daniel. Daniel, your girlfriend is Andrea. And on War of the Roses, basically, you call us, you tell us what you think is going on, what the evidence is, and then we make the phone call to your partner, unbeknownst to them that it's all a trap. And we say, okay, we want to give you a couple's experience or a dozen roses. Who do you want to share that with? Well, if they say the wrong name, they're busted.
Right.
That's how War of the Roses works. So, Daniel, good morning. Thanks for being on. Tell me why you've heard War of the Roses for years,
yeah.
but why are you on War of the Roses this week?
Okay, my girlfriend, Andrea, like, I'm a little suspicious as of late. We live together. She has two kids, like, one's four and the little one's two, you know? And, like, for the past couple months, she will disappear on Saturday afternoons. Just, like, take them and disappear. And, honestly, it's kind of cool for me because, like, I can watch TV, get stuff done. I can go ice fishing without the kids around. I don't have to worry about them, you know?
Yeah.
It's a cool deal. Well, one day I was talking to the four-year-old because the four-year-old could talk. And she was saying that for the past couple weeks that they were going to see mommy's friend Jeffrey, and I don't know a Jeffrey.
Right.
No one in her sister's house is named Jeffrey. So I'm like, Jeffrey, who the hell is Jeffrey?
Okay, so she claims, just so I get this straight, so she claims that she's going to her sister's house all day or like all afternoon on Saturday. You're cool with that because it's like, oh, I get a quiet house.
Yeah.
I can go to the lake. I can get some stuff done. And then how did it come up? Did the girl, like the four-year-old, because that is at the age when they start knowing things, talking about things, or what?
Probably. Yeah, I haven't gotten there yet. I have a two-year-old, but I imagine.
Okay.
Yes. Tell me about the four-year-old would just tell me about her day. I'll ask, like, what did you guys do today? And then she just told me that every time that they leave, they're going to see mommy's friend Jeffrey.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, man. I asked Andrea. I was like, baby, who's Jeffrey? And she's like, I don't know. We were at my sister's house. And I'm now suspicious because she said every time that they go. And, like, is she taking the kids to a booty call?
Well, oh, God.
I don't understand it.
You know, I'm going to tell you, this would not be the first time that I've heard of something like this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember what it was on War of the Roses or what. But somebody will leave the house. They'll take their kids. They'll park their kids in front of the TV. And I'm thinking usually like an older kid. I don't know. And they'll sneak off in the bedroom or whatever with their hookup, and then they'll come back home. So you're thinking that she's not going to her sister's, but you've got some solid evidence. I mean, you got a four-year-old consistently telling you that it's Jeffrey.
Part of me thinks, like, okay, kids, is like she talking about a stuffed animal that her cousins have named Jeffrey? Is it like a character on a TV show, maybe? Like, I'm just trying to think of like the other side of it, and like in the hopeful side that she isn't going off to a booty call. Like, maybe it's the name of like a stuffed animal or something. I don't know.
You know, because four-year-olds, you
yeah,
don't know.
You don't know.
You really don't know because their imaginations are so like out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they have imaginary friends.
Yep.
They think a monster lives under their bed. They talk to their stuffed animals.
Yep.
They think that, like, fictional characters are real. They don't know. They're four.
Right.
All right. But you do have some pretty solid evidence, Daniel, I got to tell you, because if she's saying she's not going to mom's friend Clarissa's, or she's not going to mom's friend, you know, Sarah's, she's going to Jeffrey's.
Yeah.
All right. Let's make the phone call. We'll take a break here in a second. We'll make the phone call to Andrea. What are you going to offer her to kind of trap her this time?
Excuse me. I have a wine and paint class.
Okay.
Axe throwing and pottery.
Okay.
All very romantic.
Very romantic. But it's a couple's experience.
Yes, it is.
So we're going to see who she picks. And she should pick, obviously, Daniel. If it's Jeffrey, then we got problems. What do you think? Do you think that the four-year-old is just making stuff up? Have you ever been busted by your four-year-old, or has your boyfriend or partner ever been busted because your kid told their secret?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got like a four-year-old daughter and she's old enough that she can't keep secrets anymore. In other words, if they're two,
yep,
and you meet somebody for drinks, she's not going to say anything.
No.
She's going to think everything's just fine. But if they're four and you meet for drinks,
they might remember.
They might remember and say something. Okay. War of the Roses is brought to you by 1-800-ASK-GARY. And after we do War of the Roses, we've had people email in with their questions for attorney Jonathan Fogel. Mm-hmm. So you get a chance to get some of your questions answered for divorce and custody and child support, things like that. We'll take a break. We'll make the phone call coming up next on War of the Roses on KDWB.
Back to the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Whoa, something just fell in the background. I'm not sure what's going on here. Oh. I just heard a giant thud. Did you hear that on the microphone? So we are talking about suspicion aroused by the four-year-old going, Mommy went to go see Jeffrey. And he's like, who's Jeffrey? And Mom, girlfriend, is like, she made that
she's
up.
Four.
There is no Jeffrey. She's 4 years old, but I guess she said it a couple of times. And Mom is like, it's kids also talk to their stuffed animals.
Right.
And they have imaginary friends. And I said, no, I think that's true. You can't necessarily take the word of a kid at 4 years old. But at the same time, there's certainly times when you should take the word of a kid at 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
If she's like, Daddy leaves me alone all weekend. Then you're going to wait. Do you leave Charlotte alone all weekend? No, she's making stuff up. Kids are liars. And they're untrustworthy, but sometimes you have to listen to them. Here's a text message. It says, three things don't lie. Leggings, drunk people, and kids. Leggings is especially true. We got people on the phone here also to talk about War of the Roses before we make the phone call. This is Chance. Chance always has an opinion. What was your take on War of the Roses, Chance, before we make the phone call?
Oh, I definitely agree with the fact that there's three things that don't lie. Children, drunk people, and somebody who's angry. That's how I feel the truth, and she's trying to make that dude feel crazy.
So you think that he's getting the good information from the little girl, and she's saying, you're crazy. So she's doing the whole gaslighting thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, because usually it's the guy that does gaslighting, but maybe it's just the cheaters that do the gaslighting. So, Chance, thanks for the opinion. Appreciate it.
A couple of texts came in. If my four-year-old said that, I would ask what he looks like. Is he nice, et cetera, to see if it's a real person. Another text says, at that age, kids just say stuff whether it's true or not. My four-year-old niece told my brother they let her stay up all night, which obviously isn't true. Kids at that age are little liars. Ha ha. I'm not fully convinced that she's cheating, but who knows?
Let's find out. We're going to make the phone call right now on War of the Roses. And when we come back from War of the Roses, we're going to talk to attorney Jonathan Fogel and get some advice on what he gets from this one. And also he's going to answer some emails because a bunch of people wrote in emails to ask for advice on their situation. Let's make the phone call.
That is the survey. I won't take up much more time, Andrew. I do want to get you set up with a class like we promised. So we have three really fun couples classes to choose from today. So the options are wine and paint, which I'm sure you've seen those classes before. One we have that's super fun, people are really liking, is axe throwing. And then kind of a classic one, a pottery class. Have you taken any of these classes before or anything like this?
No, actually I haven't.
Perfect. So then just let me know which one of those sounds most appealing to you.
I guess we could try the axe throwing. Why not?
Okay. Yeah, I think you're going to like it. It brings out the competitive side in people. It's very fun. And we'll set up the reservation for you and your guest. And I'll get you the address and all the details coming up, including you can pick your own date, of course. Who would you like to set up that reservation with? We'd like to have their name on the reservation.
I would actually love to set it up with my boyfriend. His name is Daniel.
Perfect.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Okay. Whew, a big sigh of relief. Okay, now we basically have to tell everything that's going on to Andrea.
Andrea, clearly you hear your boyfriend there.
Say hi to your boyfriend, Daniel, Andrea.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, baby.
Hey, what are you doing? What's going on?
That's a great question. Great question. I don't think we do this very often. I always explain why we're on the phone and who we are. Hey, Daniel, you want to take a crack at this and try to explain what the hell you're doing right now?
Okay. All right. Please don't be mad. Baby, I got you on War of the Roses.
What?
Yeah, I got you on War of the Roses. Okay. All right. Now I'm sweating because you
you're not doing anything. Okay. Every time you would go off to take the kids on Saturday to your sister's house, I talked to baby girl, and she was telling me that every time you guys go out, you're going to see your friend, Jeffrey.
Yeah. She's a kid. She says all kinds of crazy all the time. She literally, the other day, she was talking to her best little teddy friend guy, Luke. I mean, what's your point?
No, but she was saying every time that I would say, how was your day and what do you guys do? She would say that she was going to visit your friend specifically, not her friend, but your friend specifically, Jeff. So, okay, and I was just...
Okay, so what? So she's, I mean, we're obviously at my sister's place. We go to my sister's every Saturday. I don't know why she said Jeffrey. I don't even know Jeffrey. I don't know where she got that from.
I know. That's why I was curious. I brought it up, and you said, you know, you would always shoot it down, but, like, she kept saying it. So, like, you know, there's some truth to what kids say. Kids are very truthful in a lot of regards. Sometimes too much. But, like, I had to know. Well, I had to know. I'm sorry.
Had to know what? Like, what exactly? So she says Jeffrey, and what? What is this? Why?
I want to help you kind of mediate a little bit here. He said War of the Roses. I'm not sure if you know what War of the Roses is, but it's a radio thing on KDWB. We are the Dave Ryan Show. I'm Dave, and that's Fallon, who gave you the fake survey. And we wanted to find out if you wanted to spend that couple's experience with your boyfriend, Daniel.
Which you did.
Or this mysterious person named Jeffrey, because... Okay. He had talked to your daughter, and daughter says, we went to Jeffrey's house, not once, but like more than a couple of times. So he was suspicious, but you passed the test with flying colors. You said, let's do the couple's experience with Daniel. So that's really all he wanted to hear. But you're okay. Annoyed because he shouldn't have tested you in the first place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Daniel.
Yeah, baby.
So you hear Jeffrey and you automatically think that I'm just cheating on you, that I'm having sex with someone else. Like when I why don't you ever trust me here? Every time I go to the store for 5 minutes, you're always questioning where I'm at. So now you trap me and you get me on War of Roses. Like what?
Baby, I trust you. I just didn't expect baby girl to say Jeffrey. Like every time that's all.
So your automatic thought is that I'm cheating on you. So that's like your go-to thought. It's hurtful. It's embarrassing, quite honestly, that you think that this is what I'm capable of doing.
I'm not defending Daniel, but there are a lot of people who would say there's something going on. I mean, let's say that Jake went somewhere and disappeared and he came back. Your husband, Fallon, came back and your little girl, Olive, said, yeah, we were at Jessica's house all day. You'd be like, yeah, I know you.
Who
in the actual F is Jessica?
Oh, yeah.
You would probably torture Jake with something, some sort of sharp object until he admitted.
Yeah, I guess maybe.
Yeah, you might
it
have.
Would seem
hey, but okay, but let me just again mediate here for a second. So you weren't anywhere. He had a right to be suspicious, maybe. You're offended because he shouldn't have accused you. But I would say, Daniel, I mean, when she goes to the grocery store, you don't have to text her to see where she is. You don't actually do that, do you?
I may have done it once or twice, but like I don't do it all the time. It just
yeah, people hate that. Seriously, that is an ugly thing. People hate that. And there's got to be a little bit of trust in there. So if she's like half an hour late getting home from Cub or she takes too long at the hardware store, just give her a break.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Am I right?
Yeah, I think so. I think it becomes, at some point, if you go down that slippery slope, you come off as controlling. And that is not something anyone wants in a relationship or partner.
There are so many text messages about this and phone calls from people who say, believe the kid.
Yeah, someone said it hits way too close to home. They said, my, at the time, 5 and 3-year-old kept saying, mommy was with blank when I was at work. Trust me, trust the kid.
Listen to this one. My son was 3 years old, came back from his dad's from the weekend and said, daddy got a deer. And he told us a detailed story like he saw dad get a deer. Here's the problem. It wasn't deer season.
Oh.
So we called the DNR and he got in serious trouble because he really did bag a deer. So listen to your kids. Oh, my God.
A lot
God.
Of people are saying she's way too defensive, and they think she knew she was on War of the Roses and that she's lying because, ugh.
Sometimes it's a tip of the hand when you don't quite, when they don't seem to, if they don't get it, then it's like, wait, what am I doing? What are you calling for? Who is this? Then it's like, okay, they don't know what War of the Roses is. But when they seem to get what's going on right away,
then
it's like, okay, now I get it. Jonathan Fogel is on War of the Roses to tell us what you take away from this one. Do parents lie or have their kids lie for them a lot? Jonathan, it's like, okay, don't tell mom that we were out at the bar until 3 a.m. yeah. playing pull tabs and drinking Grain Belt until 3 in the morning. Do you get that a lot?
We do, and I'll tell you something. Four-year-olds are not good secret keepers, nor should they be told to keep secrets from the other parents. It's terrible, right?
That's really true.
I'll give you one example. We had a case where the child told the child not to tell mom that he was giving him coffee, cups of coffee.
Oh,
and he's like, why would that be an issue? Well, the problem was, mom was giving coffee to the kid right before the parenting time exchanges, so the kid wouldn't sleep at dad's house.
Okay, that's so messed up.
Oh, wow. So how old was the kid that was drinking the coffee?
5.
Wow.
That's awful.
It's awful, but it's awful funny, too. It's awful funny. Give Olive some coffee.
People act terribly in divorce.
Oh, my God.
She calls her milk coffee because we're always like, we're going to get coffee, so she drinks her milk. She's like, I'm drinking my coffee, so people probably hear it and think we're terrible.
Yeah,
Jake might be in on that.
He might be.
Last week on the show, I said, hey, if you are listening to Jonathan and you need some legal advice, custody, child support, divorce, anything like that, we're going to give you a chance to email in. So this will be a little bit longer than what we usually do at the end of War of the Roses. And I will have the JoJo Siwa tickets right after this. So if you're here for JoJo Siwa, hang on. We'll have those tickets for you in a minute. Here's one for you. She says, my ex and I were never married. I'm getting married in May. And since my ex hasn't been around for all of my oldest and is also not paying child support until tax time, my fiance would like to adopt my daughter. My ex is in support of that decision, but does he need to be involved? Can we move forward with a step-parent adoption without him, and do we have to wait till we're married to file the paperwork?
So, yes, he has to be involved. He's the biological parent. Even if he hasn't been involved, what you'd want to do is get his consent, and it's easy to do. If he's on board, you can do a waiver. He consents to the step-parent adoption, and once he consents to that, then you can move forward with the step-parent adoption. And no, you do not have to be married before starting the paperwork.
Okay.
But it's easier to do it once you're married.
Okay, totally makes sense. Here we go. Jonathan, I've been saving money so I can get visitation with my son since I haven't been able to see him to give him his Christmas presents yet. And what I got for a retainer is $2,500. Would that be enough to be able to get some sort of custody for my son? I don't have a lot of money, but I'd like to be there for my son growing up. Does that make sense? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, a lot of attorneys, and I adjust my retainers depending on the type of situation it is. There's a lot of attorneys that will work with people that don't have a lot of money to do what's called low bono or pro bono type work. But I would just reach out to some attorneys, and then you can have that person call me. And if I can't help them, I certainly know a Rolodex of attorneys that can help.
Okay, so get a hold of Jonathan at FogelFamilyLaw.com. Okay, this is one that's a long one, but I'll summarize it. Divorced for many years, mom has full legal and physical custody because my ex did not show up for any of the hearings. He has been in and out of their lives. They're now 16 and 18 years old. 3 years ago, he decided I don't want anything to do with them. So now, my daughter is going to Colorado to go to college, and my basically the kids are doing great, but the father is $30,000 behind on child support.
Oh, God.
$30,000 behind. Yeah. Years ago, I went to the state for them to handle. He's lost his license a couple of times due to non-payment of child support. I'm wondering if there's anything more I can do. I know he adjusts his taxes to claim them so the money goes anywhere but to his children. So what do you think? Is there anything they can do to go back and get that $30,000 in child support?
Well, the tough thing is, well, first of all, child support never goes away. Even if you file bankruptcy, he would always stay. Those arrears would always stay there. He could never discharge those, and it'll never go away until he pays it.
No kidding. So your entire life, if you haven't paid your child support, you can file bankruptcy and they can still come after you. You still owe it.
Yep, you cannot discharge those. That's right. And so she can still go after him. The problem is you can't get blood from a turnip, right? I mean, at the end of the day, if he doesn't have the money, he doesn't have the money. And yes, the courts have authority to take away driver's license and even put someone in jail if they believe that they have the ability to pay. But they have to have some ability to pay in order to get the money to her. And so, yes, I see a lot of those cases where people do owe money and they're entitled to the money, but there's just no way to get it.
I gotcha. And that's got to be so frustrating.
So frustrating.
If you have any questions for Jonathan, find him online on FogelFamilyLaw.com. You can shoot him an email, get a free consultation, and then Jonathan will work with you to get whatever it is that you want figured out. He's been doing this for years and years and years, and you don't want to see Jonathan on the other side of the courtroom, so book him before your current, your future ex books him. FogelFamilyLaw.com. Jonathan, thanks for your expertise. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
Yep. Thank you, guys. Have a great week.